do. Lower to the grave, tell you like it is to your face. She don't play. Every chick down for it all, know that she a boss. No competition, no loss. From the Midwest to the A, all them got you tuning in, no delay. Ooh, get you right every time. Keep you laughing on a dime. Tell you truth, no lies, so you can live your best life. Cover all topics, no limits. Got something for your mama and your children, no holding back. No gimmicks, coming on strong, get straight to business. Oh yeah.
What she wanna do?
Live life, live life.
She
live
what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life, live life. Live life, live life.
Hey, it's your girl Autumn, and I welcome you back to the Lit Life Podcast, where I encourage you to live your life autonomously. What's up, gang gang? What's going on? I hope y'all have had a good week. My week been kind of trash. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna sit up here and hold y'all about it, but you know, it is what it is. You know, I guess that's just work-wise. Also, since it's kind of crazy how, like, when you're not feeling well, like, or I should just speak for myself. When I'm not feeling well, like, nothing else really matters, right? Like, it's like I don't get any type of anxiety. I don't get, you know, my neck and shoulder don't hurt. Like, so, like, during the whole time that I had COVID, with you guys, if you listened to the last episode, you heard that I had COVID. It's funny. I just thought about it like, damn, well, you know, I'm a little arthritis in my neck. I ain't hurting my shoulder while I was, you know, I ain't had no anxiety, none of that. Like, it was just a matter of just trying to get through and get over the whole COVID situation or whatever. So it's been weird, you know what I'm saying? So because this week when I'm, you know, starting to feel better, actually. Let me see. So this is like week four, going into week four. And I can say that I'm going to give myself by like 96%. Like, the only thing that I'm still dealing with is just being tired, being fatigued. Like, I am literally pushing myself to record as many episodes as I can this week, because I'm trying to get back in the swing of things. And like, right before I got sick, that's what I was on. Like, I had been like this, that was like, I was like in my second month straight, maybe even third month, I don't know, of running again and working out. Y'all know all some shit always happen when I'm on a roll. So I haven't completely got back to that, because as you can see, I still have a little bit of cough. I still and I'm still like really, really tired, like trying to sit through the day, you know, my work day, and trying to get my brain to work right again and all that stuff. It's just really exhausting, but I am trying to push myself and go a little bit beyond what I would typically do, which it would be go and eat and then get in my recliner and watch cat videos. I'm still gonna do that. Make no mistakes. I'm still gonna do that. But I did want to go ahead and do what I said I was gonna do, which was record as many episodes as I possibly can. So without further ado, so just like with the last episode, I definitely have a shut the fuck up award, but it comes within the story this time. Like, you know, I it's story time, y'all. It's story time, but it's also maybe me dropping a little gem or whatever, because like, I'm extremely passionate about this. So the name of this episode is called Demand It. And it's one thing, there's one thing that my mother always told me that I can definitely say, like, I'll never forget it. And I'll never, like, it'll always be true. And honestly, this is for whoever, but especially for us, especially for you know, like Black people, for real, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would even go as far as to say, like, you know, Black women, because I'm getting ready to, you know, because I'm the one that's bringing this to you, and these things have happened to me. But I feel like it's really pertinent for anybody, because at any level, people can look at you and kind of dismiss you, right? Let's talk about when I went to the hospital because I had COVID, and I knew that I knew I had COVID. Okay. So that Monday, I felt like I was having like sinus, but like a very bad headache. It reminded me of the first time that I had COVID. So I'm a little scared. Okay. I'm like, damn, I'm about to come down with this shit again. Like, this is the worst. So what did I do? I went straight to urgent care. I went to urgent care. They said, so there's a new strain of COVID out. What did he say? He said the machine that they had there, they had two machines that read the COVID tests or whatever. And the one machine that was more advanced that could possibly pick up the strain that I probably had after I'm giving him all of the symptoms. Like, so just for y'all to know, like, again, I had the headache and all that, but also my body. I had like severe body aches. I hadn't had any fever yet, but I had like these body aches, and it was something else. Damn, I can't even remember. It was something else that was, he was just like, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. It is. But anyway, the machine was down. So he was like, you know, what I'm going to tell you is to take over the counter, you know, severe cold medicine, you know, just basically to get you through the symptoms. It's a virus, you know, it'll run its course or whatever. But if you get worse, if you're not feeling better in the next couple of days or whatever, you know, be sure to come back. So next couple of days go by. Thursday, I developed a cough. The first time I had COVID, I didn't have a cough. But Thursday, when I started coughing, and it was like a cough, like everything hurt when I coughed. Like my whole body felt like, I don't know, it just hurt like hell. And then, of course, and this is gross, but you know, I'm starting to cough stuff up. I'm going through all of this. So instead of going into urgent care, I did the virtual urgent care visit. I explained to her what they said on Monday. She said, yes, sounds like you might have it. You know, she was like, I'm going to call in these prescriptions. So she called in a steroid. I think it was a prednisone. She called in an antibiotic, which was just amoxicillin, I think, and she called in a nasal spray, which was disgusting and gross, and she called in promethazine, which is a cough medicine or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm damn near dead, y'all. I go pick up the damn stuff from the pharmacy. I'm like, when I say I just could not believe what was all going on with me. So basically what she told me, she said, start to take the prednisone. And also, just to let y'all know, I have asthma, if you don't already know already. I have asthma. I have a history of having bronchitis. So, you know, that is not a good match with the whole COVID shit if you develop a cough. Also, my cousin died from COVID-induced pneumonia. Because you know, all that shit could turn into, you know, once your lungs is open, all that shit could turn into whatever. So I'm, at this point, I'm terrified. Low-key, I'm scared, y'all. Like, I'm like, I cannot even, like, this is the worst. You know what I'm saying? So, again, so that Friday or whatever, you know, I go that Thursday. Oh, these were the instructions. She said, take the prednisone. She said, but wait until like, what did she say? Sunday or something. If I wasn't feeling like completely, like if I wasn't seeing an improvement, to start to take the antibiotics by then, like Sunday or whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right, bet. I'm thinking everything gonna be fine. Y'all, Friday and Friday night, I'm like, nigga, death is knocking. I had a fever Friday night. I'm sweating. I couldn't lay down in my bed. I had to sleep. That whole week, I had to sleep sitting up in my recliner, basically. Like, I'm sweating. I'm like nothing. The cough medicine, I took the cough medicine, but it literally wore off in like a couple of hours. And I'm wide awake and I'm just coughing and up watching Unsolved Mysteries or some bullshit. I fell back to sleep maybe for an hour or so. And then, but Saturday morning was the worst time. Like, I wasn't able to really like keep down any liquids. Like, everything was just, it seemed like nothing was getting better. So again, at this point, I'm scared. I'm texting my friend like, girl, I am so scared. Like, what the fuck? She was like, dog, you got to pull yourself together and you got to take your ass to the hospital. She was like, you have to, like, just go. And I'm like, all right, y'all, I'm crying. Like, I'm literally boohooing. I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I already be going through this whole, you know, thing of like the fact that I'm doing shit by myself. Like, you know, I'm here alone and I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm just thinking of the worst, right? I'm just thinking of everything of the worst. Okay. So I drag my ass to the hospital. Thank goodness I didn't go that night, you know, the night before, because I had overheard them say it was like an 8-hour wait, you know, whatever. So I get there, I go through triage, you know, I go through all this. I say, you know, you have to tell the same story over and over and over as to what's going on with you. So what they did was they put me in this fast track section. So basically it was like one big old hallway or something, and they had dividers where, you know, there's like a little hospital recliner in there, and they have all the stuff up there to, you know, for the IVs and, you know, whatever it is. It's not like a complete room, right? It's not like a normal emergency room. Like, it's just these. So I could hear everything. Like, listen, somebody came in for a damn car accident, and it was somebody, their tooth was hurting, infected or something, and, you know, other people, like, the one man had, I believe he got bed bugs, his whole leg was bit up. I mean, it was just some of everything going on. I could hear everything, right? So, the nurse came in, I explained to the nurse, it was a guy, you know, I explained to him what was going on. He's like, okay. He was like, the physician assistant will be in, you know, in a minute or whatever. The physician assistant comes in and he's like, okay, you know, what are you here for? And so I'm telling him the same story that I've already told 5 times. And he was like, so you are here because you feel like you need to be treated for COVID. You think you have COVID. I said, well, according to, you know, the last couple of people that I saw in urgent care, you know, more than likely that's exactly what I have. And they, you know, they would have tested me for it had their machine not, you know, had a machine been cool or whatever. And so he's like, so what is it that you want us to do here? And I'm just looking at him like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm like, well, I am sick. I am dehydrated. well, why are you dehydrated? Well, clearly I'm not taking in enough liquids. I mean, ain't that what dehydration means? I'm not able to like hold on to these, like, you know, I've had a fever. Like, I don't know what it, I didn't understand the line of questioning. You know what I'm saying? So then he's like, well, you know, COVID is a virus, just like any, just like the flu, just like a cold. You know, it's, it, you just have to let it run its course. We don't treat for COVID here in the emergency room. We don't do any COVID tests here. We don't do any of that. And so I'm like, okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at it because I'm, none of it is making sense. Do that make sense to y'all? Like, none of it is making sense to me. So he was like, I can't even remember. I think I kind of like tuned out everything he said after that and went, and he left out of the room. The nurse came back and said, we're going to get your blood work. We're going to do some blood work. We're going to take you back and get you an x-ray. And we're going to give you some IV fluids. And we're going to give you a steroid shot. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if y'all don't treat whatever the fuck it is y'all think I have or may or may not have, because you ain't really did no fucking test for it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, I'm just, this is just what I'm thinking in my head. I'm satisfied that the nurse came in and said those things, right? It's basically what I'm trying to say. Like, okay, good. Like, because there was no way that I needed to leave out of there with that, with at least not getting the IV. I was down bad, y'all. When I say I was down bad, I was down motherfucking bad. So then I'm sitting there because, again, you know, they did everything they said they were going to do. And I'm sitting there with the IV. So then I hear, because remember, I'm just in like this big old hallway, basically. I hear this. Hi, Miss such and such. My name is Andrew. I'm the physician assistant here, which, so he was a totally different PA than who I had. And he's like, and here's, this is one of the students that's working with me. So I hear that you're having some kind of like symptoms. You might think it's COVID, you know, tell me about it. So the lady was telling him, and he was like, yeah, definitely sounds like it's probably COVID. What we're going to do is we're going to get you tested for it. And then we're going to see what else we can do after that. I'm sitting there like, what? What? Like, totally different. You know, again, it was a different PA, but a totally different attitude. Totally different. Like, he's like, yeah, we're going to get you fixed up. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And I'm just like, wow. Why couldn't I have been treated like that? Why couldn't I have gotten that treatment? Okay. So about half of my IV, you know, the little bag, drip bag is going down. So here comes the physician assistant bitch ass that I had. So he's like, I don't even know what he said, y'all. Because again, by this time I'm like fuming. I don't even want to hear fucking shit you got to say, bitch. So he says, after he got done talking, I said, I looked at him just like this. If you're watching me on fucking YouTube, y'all know, or on Spotify or whatever, y'all know, I can't contain my facial expressions. And I just crossed my hands in my lap and I said, is there any reason why you told me that you don't test for COVID in the emergency room? He said, because we don't. I said, but Andrew was just across the hall and offered the person in there a COVID test. And he said, oh, well, that's if you're over a certain age, or if you're at risk, you know, if we feel like you're at risk for, you know, like, you know, terminal illness or whatever, what have you. And I said, I literally came in here and told y'all that I have asthma. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you should have preferenced it with we only do COVID tests for XYZ. Yeah, well, no. How about this? Because how about you shut the fuck up talking to me right now and get the fuck up out of here? Like, whatever the fuck he said after that, y'all, I didn't even fucking hear nothing he said. Get the fuck up out of my face. Like, had I been there, had I gone with somebody else who was feeling the way that I did, who had the same symptoms that I did, who had might have asthma or whatever the fuck, or maybe not, whatever the fuck, I don't care, if they were just feeling the way that I felt and I went in there as a support system, do you know I would have got put out that fucking hospital? Because I would have been like, how the fuck are you gonna sit here and tell my friend that you don't do XYZ? No, you're gonna fucking do it. I had no energy, y'all. Like, I'm in here, I'm all alone, I am afraid, okay? Not only am I afraid that, like something just might happen to me, like, I've seen it. One of my most favorite cousins, I saw it. She is in the fucking ground because she had walking pneumonia for months because of COVID, because she had pre-existing conditions like asthma, goddamn. I'm pissed off all over again. It's just like, how fucking dare you? So, after the physician assistant left out, the doctor came in. Totally different attitude. Hey, sugar, what's going on with you? I see. I'm looking at this. Sounds like you might have COVID. You know, we could go ahead and do a test. And I'm just like, you know what? Because we all knew what the fuck it was in the first place. I'm like, well, your boy over here, Eric, he said, y'all don't even do no tests in the emergency room. That's what he said. That's what he told me. I said, look, I am just tired. I don't feel good. Like, I just please tell me whatever it is I need to do. He was like, we're going to get the rest of those IV fluids in you. I promise that's going to make you feel a little bit better. They gave you a shot. You know, they gave you the steroids. So that's going to stay in your system for 7 to 10 days. And, you know, we're going to send you home. He was like, you said you haven't been sleeping, and that's fine. We got a couple of tricks up my sleeve. So I'm going to send this prescription he gave me the prescription. He's like, I want you to go take this to get. And it was like some more cough syrup or some shit. It's like, I want you to get this filled, and, you know, and if you're not seeing any improvements, you know, within X amount of days, you know, you make sure that you either follow up with your primary care physician, or if it's that bad, go to urgent care, or if it's even worse, like you're feeling right now, you come back and see us. I don't understand why everybody couldn't have given me that particular service, type of service. I don't understand it. So I'm not even done though. So when the nurse came back in and he's unhooking the IV and all that good stuff, and he leaves out again, comes back, and he's going over like my paperwork or whatever. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, so they gave me a steroid shot, so I don't need to continue to take the prednisone at all, right? And I don't need to take the antibiotics either, right? You know, like, what am I supposed to do? And he was like, that's a very good question. Hold on, let me go. Because he looked through the paperwork and it didn't say anything. The only thing it said on there was to discontinue taking the promethazine, cough medicine. Which, I already be having an issue with that shit anyway, y'all. Because that's the shit Lil Wayne be drinking all his fucking song and shit. I don't like taking none of that shit for too long. You understand what I'm saying? I pour that shit on down. I know it might be some lean heads listening. I don't know. I'm judging y'all. I'm just saying. I'm not even gonna sit up here and say that I'm not being judgmental, because the fuck I am. Okay, that shit is crazy, dude. That shit is not good for you. I don't give a fuck. Okay, but anyways, So, because again, they gave me a different cough syrup. So he goes out there, the nurse goes out there to ask the physician assistant, and he's like, should she still do this? And you know what this motherfucker had a nerve to say? If she wants to, niggas. I have not yet written the letter that I'm going to write to this hospital. But it's going to be scathing. I promise you. I promise you. Because what the fuck do you mean if she wants to? Even when the nurse came back and he just had a look on his face and he was like, well, this stays in your system for, you know, X amount of days. So, you know, like he didn't even really know what to say. I think he ended up repeating what the physician assistant said, but he didn't even, it was because it wasn't right. He knew it wasn't right. He knew it wasn't right. What the fuck do you mean if I want to? What? I don't understand it. Because what he basically told me, like, we can give you anything, but it's not going to do anything for you, is basically what he was saying. So why are y'all giving me the steroid shot? Like, why are y'all doing anything? Why are you giving me the IV if it's not going to? You see what I'm saying? Y'all, my niggas, when I said, needless to say, when I finally got, and I'm still not completely over the cough, but when I finally got to the point where, you know, it wasn't keeping me up at night and, you know, all this, that, and the third, I was still feeling extremely fuzzy in my head. I wish I could just explain it to you, but like almost like a sinus infection was setting in. And what I remembered from the urgent care person was that she said, you don't want to let the sinus thing go on too long because it, you know, you'll develop an infection, which was the reason, which was the actual reason why they prescribed me the antibiotics in the first place. But they told me to wait because I can't remember. It was something that it wasn't an interaction with the prednisone, but it was something about maybe it might weaken my immune system, I think is what she said. So to wait, you know, to let my immune system build back up a little bit more before I start to take them. So anyways, I remembered that and I started taking them because I had to go to California. I didn't have to, but I was scheduled to go to California on Thursday, which was last Thursday. And so on Sunday and Monday, I'm still feeling yucky. Like, again, I wasn't coughing. I wasn't doing, you know, sneezing. I was coughing just a little bit, but I was just, my head, everything just hurt. It was just, after a while, like sitting at my desk for a few hours, like I just couldn't get it together. So I remember that I still had the antibiotics. So I started taking the antibiotics. And guess what? In like 24 hours, I felt better. I told you guys all of that, that whole story, because this is not the first time that I have been in a medical situation. And I'm pretty sure that I've mentioned it on here before. Like, I've had to have unnecessary surgery because they didn't listen to me the first time. Like, I literally, you know, I don't know if I've ever even said this. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but I had a hysterectomy many years ago. And this was before like Google was as great as it is now, or I don't know, maybe it's not, it's still not as great, because you know, you can get on there and Google and it ain't no telling what the fuck you're gonna come up with. But this was at a time when like, cause this was like maybe like 2002 or some shit. Like, No, it wasn't 2012, maybe something like that. No, 2009 or 10, somewhere around there. A long ass fucking time ago is basically what I'm saying. I was doing some research because of all of the symptoms that I was having. Like, I just had really, really, really bad menstrual cycles. I mean, like, to the point where they were extremely long, Like, I felt like I was on my period for like 10 days or more. And then I'd be off of it and then it come right back. And it was, I was in a lot of pain. I was losing a whole lot of blood. Like I know that's gross, y'all. I know. Like, it was just really, really gross, everything that was going on. Like, my whole quality of life was terrible. And what after doing the research, what I came up with was I probably have endometriosis. Okay. I'm telling the doctor this. Okay. I'm like, this is probably what it is. You know what I mean? And like, nobody would, that, you know what they kept telling me? I need to lose weight. I need to, that was it. That was the answer. Well, if you lose weight, then you know, your periods will be normal. And so when I lost weight, because as y'all know, a nigga will lose some weight, a whole lot of it. Okay. I could drop 50 pounds and they still gonna tell me that it's my weight. And I'm still, it just didn't even make any sense. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, the doctor was basically like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to do this laparoscopic, you know, I'm going to go up in there, you know, I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to just take them ovaries out, whatever. Like, we're going to leave the uterus, or what is it? They took my uterus. We're going to leave the ovaries there because, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, why? I don't need none of this shit. Like, take all this shit out. Like, this is finally after I've gone through like literally years, y'all, of trying to get somebody to listen to me. And this doctor was probably just doing it just because he just trying to get the money, because I don't remember him really asking the too many fucking questions about shit. So he's like, you know, I'm going laparoscopic. I'm going to do this. We're not, you know, you're not going to be down, but maybe 2 weeks, you know, you'll be able to drive and whatever have you. And I'm like, okay, stop, PJ. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Niggas, when I woke up off that fucking, out of that anesthesia, and it was nobody in the room with me, and I can remember, like, opening my eyes and kind of, you know, I'm groggy. I'm trying to shake it off. And I feel this pain, this sharp ass fucking pain. And I just, like, you know, I'm feeling my belly. And lo and behold, they done cut me wide the fuck open. I went into shock. Like, they had to come in there and everything. Like, I went into shock. I didn't know what was going on, because that's not what was supposed to happen, right? That's not what was supposed to happen. So the doctor come in and say, yeah, we had to cut you because you had, oh, get down. Look, you. Sorry. He's like, you had an enormous amount of scar tissue. So we couldn't go, we couldn't do it laparoscopic. And the scar tissue is because what? Because of what? You have endometriosis? That's where it came from? The whole fucking shit that I didn't tell, and adenomyosis, whatever the fuck that is. I still don't even know what the difference is between the two. So I was right the whole time. So I had the surgery, y'all. Everything was okay for a hot second. Like, 2 years later, 3 years later, I still had to go and get the damn ovaries removed. I still had to go because I'm still having the same fucking issues. Not exactly the same, but the same amount of pain. I'm having, like, it was such a terrible time in my life. And it's just like, and during that time, that's when my mother said, you have to demand these things from these doctors. And if they're not trying to do it, you need to get a second opinion. If you have done, she say, you're smart. You know your way around these fucking computers, all this shit. You know, if you had to go to the library and look this shit up, you know how to do it. do if you're if you and understand, because she's a nurse. My mom practiced as a nurse for many years, and she would say, you know, understand, you know, they're gonna try to use, you know, because you're not a doctor, you know, they've paid to go to school to be a doctor for all these years, and you know, they're very knowledgeable and all this, that, and the other. But you know your body better than anybody does. And if what they're doing is not helping you, you need to either demand that they run certain whatever fucking type of test you think they need to run, or you need to go somewhere else and let them do it. Get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion, if that's what you need to do. Don't let these people just tell you, because unfortunately, you know, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole as a fucking Black woman. They don't give a fuck what I got to say. And it's amazingly sad. It's sad, it's disheartening, and it pisses me off to no extent. I mean, to like the worst extent. It pisses me the fuck off. So when y'all need to go see a doctor or something, and if you have, you know, I know it's hard when, you know, again, you can get on Google and you're going to find out you might be dying and you might just have a damn ingrown toenail. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I be looking, so I be scared to look shit up now, because again, you're getting so many results and all this, that, and the other. I'm not necessarily saying that you need to self-diagnose yourself. I'm saying that you need to demand, you need to have an idea. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, but ask them, are there any tests you can run to figure out what's going on with me? Like, it doesn't make sense for, you know, my right shoulder to hurt as much as it does and my left shoulder doesn't hurt. Like, it doesn't, none of this is making any sense. What type of test can you run? It shouldn't even matter whether you have insurance or not. It shouldn't fucking matter, but if you know you paying for some fucking good ass insurance, or if you got welfare insurance or whatever the fuck, do y'all need to do this shit? You need to run these tests. You need to do whatever the fuck it is you need to do. Like, come on. What would have been the harm of that man coming in and swabbing my fucking nose, knowing good and well, why did he lie? Why did he have to lie to me? Y'all, I'm like... I'm pissed off. Like, this shit just happened yesterday. It was literally almost a month ago. Demand it. If these doctors are not fucking trying to listen to you, if you have a loved one that they're not trying to listen to, demand whatever fucking test you feel like they need to run. Nigga, if you feel like y'all need to run a test on a fucking dummy crash course, you better fucking tell their ass, this is what I know that y'all did this shit before. This is what the fuck I want done. I don't give a fuck I got insurance or I ain't got insurance or whatever the fuck. What do I got to do to get this approved through whoever to get these tests run to see if this is what the fuck I have? Or if this is what the fuck is going on with me, because I'm miserable and I don't want to feel like this. A lot of times and I heard it again. I can hear everything going on in that fucking emergency room. They always, their first mind is thinking that somebody is coming in there chasing narcotics. That's always their first mind. And goddamn it, maybe it's true for some folks, but it's not true for everybody. You cannot treat everybody the same way. It's just like how I get annoyed when I go to places and like it happens all the time when I go to the pharmacy and they'll bring up the prescription and they'll be like, oh, it's such and such amount of dollars. Okay, bitch, and you say that to say what? I literally just pulled up to this motherfucker in a Lexus. I'm going to be able to pay you whatever the fuck it is. Don't treat me like that. And if I didn't pull up in the Lexus, you understand what I'm saying? Don't treat me like that. Just say however the fuck much it is. I know people be going off. I've heard them go off before, but that does not mean that, you know, I've heard them say, damn, why is it so much? And it wasn't this much before. Da, da, da. I've heard all of that, but guess what? You need to leave that customer where they're at when you're done with them, and you go on to the next customer and you treat them as an equal. You don't just say it like this, like you're bracing yourself for me to cuss you out. I'm just trying to give a motherfucking prescription. And if it's something that I need, if I don't have the money for it, then I don't have the money for it. I mean, I don't know what. The other thing was, I went to, when I was in the hotel, when I was in LA, I went to the gift shop. I already know, because I was like, man, I didn't like stop at the gas station or whatever. I just needed a snack, y'all. I just needed a snack. You know what I'm saying? I didn't stop at the store or whatever to get one, because I was in the Uber. So I'm like, I'll just get whatever they got down in the thing. I go, I'm high as hell. I'm just trying to get me a snack. Okay. What does she do? Oh, let me ring this up first and tell you how much it is. You know how much it is. You work here. You knew that that juice was going to be $5. Why it's not, why the prices aren't posted anywhere, I don't know. But you knew. I'm staying at the fucking, I can't even think of the name of the fucking hotel. You know what the fuck, how much this shit is. There was no purpose of you saying all of that. I was like, so while she's bringing up, I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. I'm here. So what, I walked out of there and paid $10 for two things. It is what the fuck it is. I'm not going to go off on you. And again, I understand being a little, you know, feeling a little, you know, not really wanting to say these things or being afraid that somebody is going to snap on you. You're in customer service. That's the type of shit that happens. It happens all the time. I don't care what type of customer service it is. I don't care. You could be the best motherfucking customer service representative on earth, nigga, and somebody is going to go off on you. But you don't treat everybody like they're going to go off on you. You don't do that. You don't fucking do it. So anyways, demand it. That's why this is the name of this episode. Y'all, do not find yourself in a situation where they can do these things and they're telling you that they can't, or they just don't want to, or they just won't do it. Again, they left my ovaries in because they felt like I was too young at the time to not produce estrogen on my own or something like that. But I already knew that I was going to have to have a hormone replacement at some point anyway. I knew that already because of this procedure. I knew that I was going to be pushed into early menopause. I knew all of that. I had done the research on it. I knew what was going to happen. But all of that was going to be so much better than what the fuck I was going through. I had already made my mind up. I just was going to have to fucking deal with it. I had my first hot flash. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It was the worst thing ever, but it wasn't as bad as what the fuck I was going through. Not being able to get up out the bed or leave the house, and or afraid that, you know, I'm gonna get up and out of my seat and my whole insides then came out. Like, it was a whole lot better than that. And guess how, you know how they fixed that? They gave me the fucking hormone treatments. Like, don't let these people tell y'all don't let them fool y'all. Get a second opinion, get a third opinion if you need to. And if after that second or third opinion, you know, you feel like, all right, you know, there's nothing that can be done, then there's, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. But don't go out on that first. If you're feeling deep down inside that something different is wrong than what they're telling you. You know what I mean? Again, they're going to tell you, oh, I've been practicing medicine for this long and this is what it seems like. Da, 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 da. You know, you just need to lose weight. So what happened when you lose weight? You still having the same fucking problems. Did that mean because you didn't, like, how much weight do you have to lose? At one point I had lost 50 fucking pounds and they still was telling me that I was having those severe crazy ass menstrual cycles because I was still overweight. I was literally like 199 at that time. Like, literally, come on. Like, so anyways, them motherfuckers can shut the fuck up. I'm so glad that I was able to get that off of my chest. I really don't have any announcements other than, like, if you are on Tag, and you know, I'm back on there. I know I have been gone for a couple of weeks. Drop in and say hi. I do still, if you're looking in the back, I do still got the Liddy Wheel going on. I'm going to try to bring the freestyle, First Friday freestyle back. I'm just trying to get some other things together. And for my listeners, I really appreciate y'all for coming to listen. You know, if this is your first time, welcome. If you're a returning listener, I really appreciate you. And I guess PJ appreciates you. She's, as you can see, in the way. I don't know. If you have any ideas for the show, hit me up. You know, I'm at Autumn the Aries everywhere. If you want to come and talk on the show, just as long as it's not about what the fuck somebody is bringing to the table, I just might let you come and be on the podcast because I am looking for a guest. And especially if you have like a business or, you know, anything that you kind of want to plug, if you're an artist, whatever, like I'm open. I'm open to having, you know, any, you know, whoever, not anybody. I ain't even gonna hold y'all because some people will be like, I want to be on a podcast. I'll be like, eh. So yeah, but anyways, I'm rambling, so I'm gonna go and I'm gonna get me something to eat. So until y'all hear me or see me and PJ again, peace.